Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Star's Opinion, the Christian Perspective. My name is Star. Welcome to my channel. If you are new here, welcome. If you are a returning subscriber or listener, welcome back. And if you haven't subscribed to the YouTube channel as of yet, go ahead and head over to YouTube and subscribe to the channel. So let's get into what is going on in these social media streets as far as it concerns the Christian community. So we have a few things that I would like to discuss. And the first thing is I want to discuss is the beef with Tiffany Montgomery and Jackie Hill Perry and also Marcus Rogers. And I believe his name is Stephen Ferguson and who else? Oh, Philip Anthony Mitchell. So let me just lay the foundation straight, right? I don't believe Philip Anthony Mitchell is genuine in his teaching. And so I'm not going to say he's a false teacher, but something ain't right in the water. Tiffany, I don't believe that she's called to be a prophet. I believe she has the gift of prophecy, but she's not called to be in the office of a prophet. And so therefore, I don't believe that she's operating in the will of the Father, because if you cannot be in the will of the Father, if you are not doing what he has called you to do, and he has not called her to be a prophet, she has a gift of prophecy, but she does not have the office or the mantle of a prophet. And so then I want to tackle the Perrys, Jackie Hill Perry and Preston Perry. So about a few years ago, I saw a post that Jackie Hill Perry did, and I actually made a video about it. She said that she had a dream and she was up on the stage and she started off she started off to tell a joke. And the joke fell flat and she was embarrassed and she walked off the stage feeling embarrassed and people were laughing at her. I'll put the screenshot on there, and it was one person against all the other people in the comments. And she said, this is something worth looking into because it sounds as if that you started off really well, but you ended badly. And I will consult the Holy Spirit about this. And when she said that, I'm like, yes, finally somebody said it, because when I read that thread, I said, I see a very public fall coming for Jackie Hill Perry because something is just not right in the water. It seems as though that she is being enticed or drifted away from her first love. That was my thought when I saw that thread that she made, and that's what I saw when I read it. And so it was one person who kind of saw the same thing that I saw, and everybody else, because they was like, oh yeah, and you wrote a bomb sermon after that, or you wrote a book, or whatever they were saying, right? But it was only one person that saw what I saw, a very good start, but you ended badly, right? So if you don't know about Jackie Hill Perry, she had a very good start when she first came to Christ, right? She was very bold and she was very transparent in her deliverance of same sex attraction and things like that, and how God just really taught her the gospel and things like that. So fast forward about 10 years from now, or now 10 years now, there's a shift happening, right? She comes back off of her sabbatical and then something is different, and it's different in a bad way. And so that happened. And so I made my video, whatever. A couple of months later, I can't really think of the time. Celestial does a video and she is calling Jackie Hill Perry to repentance and a rebuke, right? You need to repent before the Lord allows you to have a very public fall. And so when she said that, I'm like, I knew that's what I saw. I knew that's what I saw. So I'm like, all right, Lord. So that's what you're saying. And so left it as that, whatever, went on by my business. And so now we have this situation. Now, I want to keep in mind when Tiffany Montgomery did she did the public rebuke for Christians going to the Beyonce concert. It went viral. I saw a post, because this is when I used to follow Tiffany. I saw a post. Jackie Hill Perry, she kind of did the same thing, but it was a more laid back approach. As you know, anyone who follows her, she's kind of laid back. And so then I saw a post. It was like on Tiffany Montgomery's story that she had a conversation with Preston, and you know, they're all good now. So in my mind, I'm thinking, why does she need to have a conversation with Preston? Just because his wife made a video basically saying the same thing that Tiffany said, right? Like, what's up with that? But whatever, not my business. I don't care. I'm still following Tiffany Montgomery until the Lord tells me to unfollow her, because I started to see some things, and I consulted the Lord about it. I'm not really gonna go into those things that I saw, but I consulted the Lord about it, and I was actually reading the scripture. I will say this. I was reading the scripture. It was in the book of Jeremiah. And it was talking about false prophets. And so, okay, I'm reading about that. And so I get out of my Bible app and I'm like, oh, let me go on social media. The first post that I see is with Tiffany Montgomery, Victoria Orenz, and Nathaniel Bassey, whatever. Yeah, Bassey is like a Nigerian gospel singer. And so they're like speaking in tongues and saying about the year of the bride and all these other things. And it was something that they said about dreams or something like that. And I just read a scripture about false prophets in their dreams. So me being like baby, immature Christian at the time, like, wait a minute, Lord, are you showing me something? I don't know. You know, I'm just going to watch it. I'm going to pray, because maybe, you know, I read that scripture, and then when I get on social media, the first post I see is them, and I don't believe that they're false or whatever, right? So I'm like, oh, maybe I'll just wait and watch and pray. Maybe I'm just tripping. So I just kept it at the back of my mind or whatever. And so as I continue to seek the Lord, and I'm growing in my faith, and the Lord is like, unfollow Tiffany. And so I unfollowed her, and for good reason. And so, and I left it as that. You know, I didn't need to go into all the details of why I unfollow her. I believe that she operates out of her flesh, right? So we all know that we have, the world, we have our flesh, and we have the enemy, right? Those are our three enemies. Yeah, the world is our enemy, our flesh, and then we have Satan. And so, and then we have those who are in the beloved, or we are wrapped in with Christ, those who operate by the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. And so I believe that she operates out of her flesh, just like I believe Philip Anthony Mitchell operates out of their flesh. Now, I did a TikTok video, and this is a true story. I went down into prayer, because I wake up around 3 a.m. to pray, and I'm telling the Lord things about, you know, things that I need, things that I want, and things that I desire. And so as I'm telling the Lord about the things that I want and the things that I desire, the Lord brings Tiffany Montgomery and Philip Anthony Mitchell to my mind. And I'm like, why are they here? Why are they here? And so the Lord starts pouring to me that these two individuals operate from the same spirit of pride, but he is working on them behind the scenes, but it will be exposed that these two are basically one in the same coin. I'm like, okay, Lord, but that's your word. That's what you're saying, right? Like, because these two are far from my mind. I'm trying to focus on this, what I just put before you. And so the Lord instructed me to do a video, but he says, don't say their names. So I did it. And it's on my TikTok now. I did a video. I said, you know what? Do not get into the comments and defend your favorite preacher. Don't get into the comments and defend your favorite minister or content creator or whoever you follow. I said, the first thing you need to do is ask the Lord, Lord, is there any validity of what these people are accusing these people of doing, whether they said something or just don't get in the comments trying to defend them, because you don't know what God knows, right? God knows all things. And so you get it in the comments to defend said preacher or said prophet or said influencer, and you haven't even really consulted God about the matter. He said, these two people, these two individuals, they are one in the same. they operate in the same spirit, which is pride. And so, you know, it's going to be exposed, but this is just a cautionary tale just for anybody, not just about these two individuals, but for anybody. Do not get in the comments and to defend your favorite preacher, pastor, influencer, because you need to consult God first, right? Joshua chapter 9, when Joshua interrogated the Gibeonites and they thought that they did their due diligence. No, you need to know where you're from, who you with, and everything. But what does the Bible say? Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. They were deceived because they did not consult the Lord, right? That's the message that God told me to do. And that's what I did. I left it alone. I didn't even call none of their names. And so fast forward, here we are today, right? Here we are today. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Here we are today, and we have this very public beef. And so when I see in this public beef, the Lord brings back to my remembrance, or the word that he gave me, I should say, carnality in the pulpit, right? There's a scripture. I can't think of the scripture right now, but for those who are listening on YouTube, I'll put it up on the screen. But basically, the scripture says that these people are preaching the gospel, but out of their own selfish desires, right? Like, what business is it with me that people are preaching the gospel out of their own desires, but as long as Christ is being preached, you know, what is it with me, right? I'm put up the scripture because I'm like, yeah, you know, some people, they say all the right things, but the spirit that they're operating in is selfish ambition, right? Let's go to James chapter 3. And let's just read what it says. James chapter 3, and I'm going to start from verse 13 to verse 18. If you are wise and understand God's ways, prove it by living an honorable life, doing good works with humility that comes from wisdom. But if you are bitterly jealous and there is selfish ambition in your heart, don't cover up the truth with boasting and lying. For jealousy and selfishness are not God's kind of wisdom. Such things are earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. Wherever there is jealousy, selfish ambition, there you will find disorder and evil of every kind. But the wisdom from above is first of all pure. It is also peace, loving, gentle at all times, and willing to yield to others. It is full of mercy and the fruit of good deeds. It shows no favoritism and is always sincere. And those who are peacemakers will plant seeds of peace and reap a harvest of righteousness. That is James chapter 3, verse 13 through verse 18. Right? So this person, Tiffany Montgomery, said that she never picks a fight, that she always responds to a fight before she brings it to the public. But if you were sowing seeds of peace, you would reap righteousness. We have yet to see you reap righteousness. Now, some might say, oh, God is blessing her because she's rich or X, Y, and Z, and she's blessed and all these other things. Well, let's go to Romans chapter 11, and we're going to start at verse 7. So this is the situation. Most of the people of Israel have not found the favor of God they are looking for so earnestly. A few have, the one God has chosen, but the hearts of the rest were hardened. As scripture says, God has put them into a deep sleep. To this day, he has shut their eyes so they do not see, and closed their ears so they do not hear. This is where I want to put emphasis on verse 9. Likewise, David said, let their bountiful table become a snare, a trap that makes them think all is well. Let their blessings cause them to stumble, and let them get what they deserve. Verse 10, let their eyes go blind so they cannot see, and their backs be bent forever. Right? So people might say, oh, God is blessing her because look at, you know, the things, the material things that she has. But her blessing is a bountiful snare unto her because she cannot see and she cannot hear. She gets on her life and she says that she is still a babe in Christ. Now, keep in mind, she always gives her testimony of when she was having an abortion in the shower and God basically forced her to be a Christian. First of all, that is against scripture. Maybe she doesn't know how to really exegete the text, right? And she thinks that God forced her to be a Christian. No, the Bible says that God would not force himself upon you, that everyone who comes to him is who the Father picked, and we say yes to his will, right? Many are called, but few are chosen. He's calling all of us to repentance, but only few are chosen because we say yes to his will. So maybe she just doesn't know, right? Well, your reason why you probably don't know is because you need to be under somebody's leadership. Someone needs to be the shepherd of your soul. The Bible speaks that in the book of Hebrews. I can't think of the chapter right now, but the Bible specifically speaks that he has given us shepherds to watch over our souls. So how can you say that God force you to be a Christian, pretty much? Like, you didn't have a choice. Like, God didn't give you a choice. That goes against scripture. But if you guys knew scripture, you will understand that. Second thing is that she said that she's a babe in Christ. Why are you still a babe in Christ when you have been a Christian for 10 years? So I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. The benefit of the doubt is that you're saying that there's still so much to learn about who God is and who Jesus is. And that is absolutely true. But you should not still be a babe in Christ, right? The Bible says, let me get my Bible. Where does it say it? Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1 through 3. So let us stop going over basic teachings about Christ again and again. Let us go on instead and become mature in our understanding. Surely we don't need to start again with the fundamentals of importance of repenting from evil deeds and placing our faith in God. You don't need further instructions about baptism, the laying of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. And so, God willing, we will move forward to further understanding. There's no way that you should still be a babe in Christ if God saved you in 2015 and it is now 2025 and you are still saying that you are a babe. You should be going glory to glory to glory. Right? But we would know that if we knew scripture. We wouldn't just take the garbage that falls out of these people's mouths. And the next thing I want to address is that she says at the end of her life, she says that she have man to address all these men. She's very well protected, right? She didn't say God protect her. She said, I have men that are in my life that are around me that can address every man. And then she goes on to say, but this person, I forgive you. That person, I forgive you. This person, I forgive you. But I'm like, wait a minute. And there's a scripture for that. And it's James chapter 3, verse 8 through 12. But no one can tame the tongue. It is restless and evil, full of deadly poison. Sometimes it praises our Lord and Father, and sometimes it curses those who have been made in the image of God. And so blessing and cursing come pouring out of the same mouth. Surely, my brothers and sisters, this is not right. Does a spring of water bubble out both fresh water and bitter water? Does a fig tree produce olives or a grapevine produce figs? No. And you can't draw fresh water from a salty spring. There's no fresh water. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. There's no fresh water coming from her spring. How can you, in the same breath, say that you have men around you to protect you? Basically, you low-key threaten them. Like, just that we just don't speak street code. You low-key threaten them and then proceeded to say, oh, but I forgive you. I forgive you for this. I forgive this person for this. I forgive that person for that, right? You're double-minded. You're in your flesh. It's carnality in the pulpit. And so the next thing I want to address is Stephen Matheson, right? So I see this video of her giving a warning that she said that God told her that he's going to die. Now, the first time that I came into knowledge of who this Stephen was years ago, before I even knew who Tiffany Montgomery was. He did a video of the autopsy of Jesus Christ, right? And it was very good teaching how he went through like just the scientific facts of his body being crucified. So I began to follow Matthew Stevenson. And then I realized something, right? He had his long hair, or he was growing his hair out. And what really did it for me, I don't know which church event it was, but it was a convention. Maybe it was Kojic. I'm not sure. But he had on a shirt that says, anything is possible. Basically, like, anything is possible. And he was supposed to be preaching. And so I thought that was very inappropriate. And as I started to see, there was a shift, and I was starting to see things that just was not right. And so I unfollowed him because I'm like, there's a spirit that I see, a spirit of perversion that I see. And nah, that ain't it. And I was a lukewarm Christian at this time. I wasn't even who I am today, right? I was a lukewarm Christian. And I was like, oh, no, that ain't right. I need to unfollow that. And so I unfollowed that because there was a shift that I saw, and I didn't like the shift. So fast forward, oh, okay, she was under his leadership. Come to find out, she was also under Stevenson Ferguson leadership, right? So you're under these people leadership at one point in time. You were under their leadership, and now they are false, or you call them false, or you're calling them false. What does that say about you? You've been under multiple false teachers. What does that say about you, right? And so now with the whole Jackie Hill Perry situation, now I have noticed there have been a shift in Jackie Hill Perry, but I just, like, I'm going to watch and pray now. I do believe that she has fallen away to the wayside, and it's pretty evident. And so that spirit, right? The Bible says that when the evil spirit is cast out of his home, it goes into dry places looking for a new home, finding no rest. It comes back to its same home, seeing that it's clean and swept and put away. And then it comes back with seven more spirits that's even more wicked than they are, right? And so that's what I see with Jackie Hill Perry. I see that those spirits are enticing her, right? It's not so much in how she dressed, right? Because I wear jeans and I wear hats and stuff like that. But the femininity of it is missing. And I see that there is a luring. Like, you have to be, like, the Lord has given me, I'm stuttering. The Lord has given me a gift of seeing, right? There was a time, like, I think a year ago, the Holy Spirit had me pray diligently, Lord, give me eyes to see and give me ears to hear, but thus says the Lord, which is why, I know Romans chapter 11 verses, 5-10 so well, because I said, Lord, I want eyes to see and I want ears to hear, but thus says the Lord. That's what you have prompted me to pray. And so that's what I'm going to pray in my fasting and my consecration time. And so the Lord has really opened up my eyes to see in the spirit. And what I see in the spirit when it concerns Jackie Hill Perry is that you have allowed a lot of carnality to come in with the people that you have surrounded yourself with. And the people that you have surrounded yourself with are either lukewarm or operating in carnality. Philip Anthony Mitchell is operating in the flesh, right? And so this is what we have. I didn't even really want to address this situation, because when I first heard or saw about it, I said, this is low-hanging fruit. I actually saw the thumbnail for Stephen Ferguson, and he had all these people on the thumbnail to talk about them because he wanted to go viral. I mean, he knew what to do. And I said, this is going to bring a blowback, and it's going to be a whole bunch of mess in these social media streets. And that's exactly what ended up happening. And so I'm like, see, I knew it. I knew it. All these people run in the same circles. Birds of a feather flock together. How can two walk together unless they agree? Why are you always around? And I'm speaking to Tiffany and people like her. Why are you always around certain people that's getting you into mess and drama? Isn't the word of the Lord the light unto your path? Like, is he leading you to these people or not? Right? Like, the Bible tells us to live a life of peace. When we live in peace among everyone, even our enemies will be at peace with us. And so your enemies are not at peace with you. And so that begs the question where you are spiritually. And so I know a lot of people like to discredit celestial. I have a theory. I don't know. I'm not saying this is what God told me, but I think that if God allowed her prophecy or the prophecy that she said that she had, that Kamala Harris would be the next president of the United States, that a lot of people would have fell into idolatry with celestial. And so I believe that he allowed that prophecy to fall flat. I don't think that she may have possibly heard correctly the voice of God, right? That's to be debated. But the fruit, let's just look at the fruit. The fruit of just the whole picture of it. I believe that when the whole thing happened between her and Celestial, there was a clear difference, right? The Lord gave me a word that he says, I'm going to make a clear distinction between who are my people and who are not my people. And so we're starting to see a clear divide, a clear separation of the wheat and the tares. And so my advice, this is my advice, right? It's just to stay clear from the low-hanging fruit. Stay clear from it. Focus on God. Consecrate yourself and yield yourself to the word of God and ask the Lord, what teachers that you have destined for me to be under so I can draw closer to you? That's the best prayer that I can advise anyone, is to ask the Holy Spirit, because I ask the Holy Spirit this. Holy Spirit, lead me to teachers who you have destined for me to fulfill the will that you have for me, right? Because everybody can't be under every teacher. And so we all have different gifts and callings that we need to be under these teachers to cultivate the gift or the calling that he has us to do for the kingdom's work, right? And so one other thing, this Eric Mason, I didn't know who he was. I looked him up, and the first thing he said that I saw on the video is that he was a Kappa, right? I'm like, okay, well, he's under Tony Evans. Well, that makes sense, because guess who else is under Tony Evans? Kirk Franklin is under Tony Evans. And Tony Evans did not have an issue with Kirk Franklin performing at the BET Awards. Now, remember, years ago when Kirk Franklin was confronted, I don't believe this man is a prophet, but he was an evangelist, and he called Kirk Franklin out.
Very word of God we're trying to warn you about. We didn't give you our opinion today. We came to you with scripture. We didn't give you our opinion. We came to you with scripture. Let the scriptures do the talking. The Bible says that no one who is friendly with the world will be a friend of God. Anyone who's friends with the world is an enemy of God. Oh, Jacksonville, it's time to repent. It's time to turn to the living God. It's time to turn to a God that doesn't have pop stars. There's no pop stars in heaven, you know that? There's no Kirk Franklins in heaven. You know what there is? Humility. The Bible says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, then I will hear from heaven and heal their land. Here you are spending $80 to hear somebody tell you that he loves Jesus, even after he denies Christ, going to the BET Awards, not warning anybody of the impending doom that's coming upon the world. The Bible says in Malachi chapter 4, here comes a day that's going to burn like an oven. Why did Kirk Franklin stand up and say, hey guys, the Bible prophesies that there's a day that's going to burn like an oven? No, because he wanted your paychecks. He wanted your money. He wanted to spend some of your hard-earned money that night. So he just rubbed shoulders with all kinds of worldly people. And he was a friend of the world.
He also included his spiritual father, Tony Evans, on the phone. And we began to talk. So I don't want to share a lot of this clip with you because I don't have Kirk's permission, but here is a clip of me saying what I felt led to say to Kirk and Tony that night.
What is actually in this book? What is actually in this Bible? And the Bible says in the book of Jude that these pastors, and Tony, I don't know your complete ministry. I'm not sitting here condemning you. I don't study up your ministry, and I'm not sitting there looking to destroy people. That's not my heart. What my heart breaks for is the fact that the Bible says that the wrath of God is on the whole multitude. The Bible says that when Jesus comes back, the blood of the sinners is up to the horse's bridle. But in the churches, we're telling people that it's okay. Every person that I meet nowadays tells me that God loves me and we're all sinners. Yeah. That's the worst doctrine in America right now, because the real doctrine of Jesus Christ is that 1 John 3:9 says he was born of God, does not sin, for God's seed remains in him, and he cannot sin. The problem that we have right now is that we've got a whole bunch of people thinking that they love God, thinking they know God, and Paul said the Antichrist doesn't set up his kingdom until there's a great falling away of the church. And I think that this thing is blinding a lot of eyes of the believers, and we came out to warn believers, because the reality is, like Jesus said, my sheep know my voice, and the reality is, in these last days, there are a lot of people. Jesus said, the first thing he did in Matthew 24 is he said, be careful that no one deceives you. Before he even started talking about wars and rumors of wars and anything, he said, be careful that no one deceives you. Yes. My point is that, you know, either the Bible's true or it's not, man. And the reality is, like, I don't believe, Kirk, I'll be honest, man, I'm just being honest with you. I don't believe that God would have you stand in the presence of the wicked. The Bible says in Psalm chapter 1, blessed is he who doesn't stand in the way of the sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scorners. I don't think the Lord would have you sit at BAT unless it was for a time, such a time as this, for you to raise up a standard and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is coming. We are in the last days. I think God would want you to raise up a standard and say it, and probably you'd probably give your head for it.
Unfortunately, after we spoke, we did not end up agreeing. Both Tony and Kirk said that I was way out of line and that I don't understand what it's like to become all things to all men. They used this scripture to explain the BET Awards was an opportunity for Kirk Franklin to build bridges and create opportunities. Now, to the natural ear, this actually sounds pretty good. It sounds like, hey, why wouldn't you want to create new opportunities for people to meet Jesus, right?
Being who Kirk Franklin is, right? We all know what he is. Lukewarm, a heathen, heretic. And so he called them out. And so they end up having a conversation. And Kirk Franklin ended up calling his spiritual advisor, which is Tony Evans. And the guy who, or the evangelist who called Kirk Franklin out, said that him and Tony Evans had a conversation. Tony Evans disagreed with what he did and how he did it, and does not believe that Kirk Franklin is in any error. Now we see the fruit of that, right? Jackie Hill Perry is in, I want to say cahoots, but is in relationship with Kirk Franklin. I'm just now remembering that. So you are around all these people who are compromised, right? G. Craig Lewis even said at one point that Kirk Franklin be twerking, you know, and which he does, have you seen it? And, you know, just have this effeminate spirit, the spirit of perversion on him. And now we see everyone, right? Because I don't know this man, Eric Mason, but there's like a spirit. It's like a spirit of perversion, right? I'm not calling the man gay. I'm not saying none of that. I'm saying I see a spirit of perversion that is circling them. Even with Tiffany, she uses the word D-I-C-K and, you know, and vulgar language, right? We see Philip Anthony Mitchell using vulgar language. It's a spirit of perversion. It's nasty. Is carnality in the pulpit. The Bible says to walk in the spirit so you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. So this is the lust of the flesh that we are seeing right now. This is the carnality in the pulpit that we are seeing on this level, on a lower levels. And, you know, we just need to repent. First off, we need to repent for being lukewarm, for touching the filthy things of the world, for not completely yielding to the Holy Spirit and being led by our flesh. We need to repent, people. The church as a body needs to repent. And that's what the Lord has called me to do, to call these people to repentance. Because who warned you to flee the coming judgment, right? God's axe is poised against you right now, ready to sever the trees that does not produce any fruit. Prove by the way that you live that you have really turned to God. And so that's what I wanted to say about this whole carnality in this pulpit with these people, right? And lastly, I want to say this, is that even when Fantasia, right? Fantasia has nothing to do with this. But I saw her on Easter and she's like, oh, I know his name. And she goes through the names or the titles of God. And after she goes through all the names and the titles of God, because she was at, what's that guy? Keon Henderson's church. After she goes through the names and all these things, and she says, I know his name. I heard the Holy Spirit said to me, but do I know her name? Right? Do I know her name? Right? You adulterers. Don't you know that friendship with the world makes you an enemy of God? I'll say it again. Friendship with the world makes you an enemy of God. Do you think that the scripture has no meaning? Do you guys really think that the scripture has no meaning? Right? There's another scripture that just came to me right now concerning, what I just said, and also this, beef with, these ministers of the gospel on the internet, is that Romans chapter 2, verse 24. And it says, because of you, Christ's name is blasphemed throughout the Gentiles. Let me just go to the scripture. I'm going to quote it correctly. So it's Romans chapter 2, verse 24. Here's chapter 2. Verse 24, where are you? No wonder the scriptures say the Gentiles blaspheme the name of God because of you. So if you read all the way up from verse 1 to 24, Paul is telling them, like, you cannot condemn people wrongdoing and you yourself are doing it. Don't you know you will be punished as well? You can't do that. And so he goes on. And he says, you know, God shows no favoritism. Now in verse 11. And then he says, merely listening to the law doesn't make us right with God. It's obeying the law that makes us right with God. So you cannot be on the pulpit saying X, Y, and Z, I forgive, da, 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 X, Y, and Z. You shouldn't be doing this. Get out of bed that you're not supposed to be in. You know, Philip Anthony Mitchell throwing shade to Tiffany about the year of the bride fast and all these other things. Y'all cannot be on the pulpit going at each other, trying to preach the gospel and saying that this person is judged and that person is judged. Don't you think that God is going to judge you too? What good is it if you can prophesy or speak in tongues if it's not done in love? What good is it? What good is it? Right? So let me know what you guys think about this video. Get in my comments and let's have the conversation in the comments. Thank you all for watching and listening. And if you have not, go ahead and subscribe to my YouTube channel, Stars Conversations. You know, let your conversation be full of grace so you will have the right answer. Right? Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. So you have the right answer to answer anyone who has any questions, right? That's like my breakdown of it. All right. Bye.